I am. Good morning.
So, any movies for us to go see? Or?
Well, yeah. Let's start with the Lego movie, starring the voices of Elizabeth Banks, Will Arnett, and Will Ferrell as President Business,
right,
which was my nickname in college.
All right.
Not really. So, had you told me a movie starring a Batman Lego, a Chewbacca Lego, a Gandalf Lego, would be a poignant film that touched upon Edward Snowden-esque government intervention / individual rights topics?
Yeah.
I'd have said you're crazy.
Right.
But that's exactly what it is.
Oh!
Now, keep in mind, by literally being called the Lego movie, it's the most, like, product placement-y film ever made.
Oh, is it? All right.
Yeah, obviously, it'd be like if Pixar was like, you know what, screw it, let's just call Finding Nemo McDonald's.
Right,
let's just call it the McDonald's. But Legos were all about using your imagination on a blank slate.
Yeah.
There are times it got a little loud where I was like, why are these Legos yelling at me? But overall, it was hilarious and sweet, and it had a depth I did not expect. Get ready.
Yeah.
A minus 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 / B plus 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 for the
Lego. Wow.
I know.
How about that?
Who'd have thunk it? I really enjoyed this movie. It's good for everybody.
The trailers were really good. And what is it? Will Arnett is Batman.
Yes, he is.
And so when you hear his voice and how he pulls that off and how he makes Batman sort of a bit of a jerk, right?
Well, you'll see.
Yeah, well, you will see.
Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not. There you go. Is that, he just tries to be Mr. Cool. But it looks good and it sounds good.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
Good, cool.
Also opening is the much-anticipated Monuments Men, written and directed by George Clooney. Yeah. Listen to this cast. Clooney, Matt Damon, Bill Murray, John Goodman, a Batman Lego, a Gandalf Lego. Wait, no, they're not. Based on a true story of men hunting down art stolen by Nazis. This should have been great, right?
Yes.
It's not.
No.
It's awful. It's so dumbed down.
Yeah.
Even before the opening credits, Clooney's character is like, at least 10 times, he's like, guys, we got to go to Europe and get the art. Damon's like, what art?
Yeah.
Like, the stolen art.
Right.
There's a scene where Bill Murray cries, like,
yeah,
for unexplained reasons.
Huh.
And I actually think it's because he saw an early cut of the film.
Oh, honestly. Okay. There you go. That's it.
Good,
yeah,
story. The movie is atrocious. I'm going D for Damon. The only reason it doesn't get an F is because the cast is good, and I gotta save the Fs.
Right, right.
Like, this is pretty close. I mean, it's just, it doesn't make any sense. It's so poorly put together. It's awful.
Wow. And with the subject matter and then, you know, that cast.
Yeah.
Wow, it should be the Dirty Dozen,
it
and it's not.
Sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, it's so surprising. So who would have thought?
Yeah.
The Lego movie's fantastic.
Right.
And the George Clooney-directed movie is horrific.
Oh, I mean, nobody would have thought that, but hey,
well, wow. Remember, he was in The American. I don't think he wrote and directed it, though. I don't think so. I'm trying to think back, and that was awful, but if he directed it, then maybe we're seeing a new pattern here.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah, I don't think he did. We will leave it at that, but good news this week.
Yeah.
If you can venture out in the cold.
Right, you can do it.
It's cold. If you can get to the theater.
The power of Legos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Safely. I am live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Nobler.